Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Fran from ILA, Independent Living Aids, to talk about at least three new goodies that they are offering. I know one of the big ones here is the Captain GPS. There's been some buzz about it.
Yeah, the GPS is known as the Captain. It's a voice interactive system.
And it's got a unique spelling, which we should probably tell people.
Yes, K-A-P-T-E-N.
Yes.
And it comes from France. It was initially designed for the general population and then modified for people with low vision and blindness. It's smaller than the length of a credit card, and it's just a little bit thicker than maybe about a half an inch. It is equipped with all of the maps already preloaded for the entire United States. And it has a lanyard, it has a packing little carry case, it comes with an auxiliary speaker, it comes with a backup battery that lasts about 15 hours. The unit itself without the backup is about a 4-hour charge on it. It's easy to use and very easy and simplistic for the people because there's only a handful of buttons on it.
Okay, so how do you get the sound from this device? If it's that small.
Right. Once the machine is turned on and you're in the GPS mode, you can either use the attached earbud with the mic in your ear, or you can use a standalone speaker that also comes with it. It's known as the Hamburger. And the Hamburger is a tremendously high-quality speaker, and that's
right,
where
because
the voice comes out.
Well, that's a good point, because a lot of blind folks were concerned they didn't want something in their ear to distract them with their travels. So.
That is correct, and we have used it in Georgia at one of the VAs that I visited recently, and we were on a very busy truck-driven type of street, and we were still able to be understood and able to hear back.
So this Hamburger speaker, is it something like a clip? You can clip it onto your shirt? Or how do you position it so you can walk and be hands-free?
I would say that because of the nature of the way they designed the carry case, you could just really have it sticking in your pocket, or you could have it just coming right out of the little carry case.
Okay.
So you really don't have to be concerned about holding it and trying to either maneuver with a cane and or a dog.
Right. Okay. Very good. And did I hear you say right there, retail on this is $475?
That's correct. It's $475. Originally, the main retail is $495, but we've been offering it $475, and we don't have any intention at this point of changing that structure.
And you said you believe the voice on this is common GPS voice. A lot of people know from some of the portable devices like the Victor and so forth, and she's pretty much in Garmin and I think all the GPS.
So it comes as a complete unit. You can either charge it with an electrical adapter that comes with it, or you can charge it on any computer setup.
So these are in stock if someone
they
orders
are
it?
In stock. And if you get on the website, which is independentliving.com, any item this week at all is free shipping, and normally, anything that's over $75 is free shipping, so this categorizes.
So what kind of information will it tell you, like when you're passing businesses like banks and restaurants or street names as you're approaching or turning corners?
You have to actually ask it what you would like for it to provide to you. You can ask it simply, where am I, and it will tell you exactly where you were located at that given moment. It does not identify ancillary information around you. You would have to ask it for what they call points of interest, and then you would be able to find what might be around you. But it doesn't just keep blabbing out, if that's a good way
right.
of explaining it.
Right.
Okay.
So, but it does street names as you're approaching, or you can tell it to let you know of intersections and things of that sort?
To some extent, it will do the intersection approach. They're working on some modifications to the software now, and that's one of the key upgrades that's going to happen.
Does it have, like, different pedestrian or vehicle modes if you're traveling with someone and just...
Yes,
right.
That's a very valid question. You would identify when you turn on the unit itself, it would ask you, do you want to be a pedestrian, a bicyclist, a motorbike, or a car? And so you would choose one of those four modes that you would be using. And most people will either choose a car or the pedestrian.
You said that you have the new money identification system you're going to be selling, this new product.
Yeah, we should have it available in about 2 weeks.
Franklin? I didn't know Franklin was involved with this
project.
Yeah,
Franklin has been working on this for about 2 years, maybe. You don't have to do anything but press a button, and you hold the bill about 4 to 6 inches away from, which is an obvious area that's raised up, and it has a laser, and it just hits the bill, and it'll announce what the bill is from a dollar on up to a $100 bill, and it'll do the new money, the old money. It's going to run about $299, and it's just a little bit easier to use than one of the other products that I've sold for years, where you have to slide the bill in. It's not as cumbersome. It only weighs probably less than 8 ounces.
So it's good then either way, either of the, I guess, would there be four possible ways that the money could be
positioned? You can do anything. As a matter of fact, the woman that came from Franklin yesterday had all different denominations, and she just kept flipping them. They were folded over, and she just kept flipping them through, and they just identified 1, 2, 3.
Very good. Okay.
And of course, so it comes with an earpiece, so that you would have the privacy issue if you were in a bank or, you know, some
in a bad neighborhood. Not the time to let people know you got $100 bills.
Exactly.
Okay. And what was the other product? It was the third item you mentioned here.
The other one is the Pen Friend from R&IB.
Very great product. I own one of these. It's a must-have for labeling your items, and you get like 127 labels with it, and I use it for like power supplies, because you never know with your electronic equipment. They don't label them, and even a sighted person wouldn't know what they were if you get them misplaced. So many uses. Aren't they coming out with labels for garments?
They are working on it as we speak. I will be the one that's going to do the prototyping and the testing here in the U.S. for them, because of our water differences and the detergent, being different in the U.K. versus, you know, the United States. So they are working on it. That's the only thing that it doesn't do at the moment. You can even send it to the dry cleaner inside a garment. You just can't put it in the washing machine and expect it to come out in the same condition. It does come with 127 three-size labels. You can use it up to 70 hours of record time. You gave very good examples, which I haven't heard or thought of yet, but everybody uses it for different reasons.
Well, I do it for CDs and, you know, DVDs, and I mean, your mind is your limitation on, because there's so many places you can use it. So, like, I will label a CD, and then I'll put more information on the dot because I have unlimited recording time, maybe 45 seconds to a minute of very specific info of what's on the disc, because it might be software or what. So there's so many uses, limited by, you know, food products. And some people have come up with the idea to get the little hair scrunchies and affix the dots up, and they can just wrap it around cans or bottles, different things, where they can use it over and over again, because you can record over
again. That is correct, and you can put it in the freezer also. I had one gentleman that just bought it recently because he's a professional cook, and he could never determine with his low vision what spices were what. So he has the little dots on every one of his bottles in the kitchen. So as you said, I mean, it's limitless use.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great. And what is your price on the?
They're $139.95.
Okay.
And you can buy extra labels. They come in two different packages right now, an A or a B package. And there's almost 400 labels in the package for $29.95.
So that would set you up. I haven't used my 127, but I'm working on it. So.
Yeah.
So what else have you, I know it's been almost a year since we spoke. Anything else you can think of that's come out in the last year?
One of the things that we just are getting into right now, it took us a year to get all of the approval for the lab testing. We came out with a really high quality watch with a one button for children, a one button talking watch for children. And when you are making something for children, the testing is very strenuous.
So yeah, you don't want four buttons like I've got. This thing would not be user-friendly for a lot of people.
Well, the government itself steps in, and you have to send it to certain testing labs and stuff like that. So it's a small watch. It's a Velcro band. The band is going to have either pink on it, red on it, or blue. Cover all the two sexes. And to my knowledge, it's really the first high-quality children's watch. Most of them are those little plastic ones that you can buy, and I don't think they last, you know, terribly long.
Right. And what is the price on this?
It's going to be $41.95.
Okay, very good. That's good. The child wants something that looks good and it's functional.
Right.
So
that's right.
Definitely. Anything else here?
Well, we're the U.S. Distributor for Duro phones, and so we have the complete line of Duro phones, which is made in Europe.
And then those are what?
They are phones, in some cases, that are amplified, and in other cases, we have cell phones that are open cell phones, meaning that you don't have to have a contract. You could even use it with a prepaid SIM card, and those cell phones are for people with low vision. They don't have any speech.
Right, no speech, but they do have a large screen.
That is correct.
Built-in native magnification, I guess.
Right, and I think one other thing that I have the prototype here at the booth, Serene Interventions is a very famous hard of hearing type of company that produces amplified phones. However, the president of the company and myself in the past year have spoken a number of times, and he just recently developed a cordless phone for people, and all of the buttons on it talk.
Oh, nice.
No screen. It's not necessary.
Right.
And it's he makes a really high quality product, and he was able to keep it at the price that we really were trying to hit, which was under $80. It's about $74.95.
Now, when you say all things talk, does that include things like menus, or do you set like ringers?
That's
or
correct. Everything on it talks.
And caller ID and all that good stuff?
Yep.
Well, nice. And how much are the Durophones, folks needing that large print cell phone?
This one is $74.95. And then we have others that if you have vision loss as well as hearing loss, the same type of phone will be available with a higher decibel capability for people with hearing aids.
Okay, very good. Well, that's and that was cordless, right?
Yes,
this talking, right? Okay.
Cordless is the big thing that people keep asking for.
Exactly.
So, and it has the little belt clip on.
You know,
the back.
Is that the 2.4 or the 5.8?
You got me.
Okay, that's fine. Some folks today have problems with the 2.4 if they have wireless routers and microwaves and
okay.
other things that interfere with them.
I really don't know, but
okay.
It'll be in our new catalog, which comes out in March in line with CSUN.
Okay,
so
very good.
I'm excited about this. I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, I think there's going to be a big demand for that, a fully talking phone.
I think with the price point the way it is, I think it's going to be very successful.
Exactly. Anything else here real quickly?
I think we're pretty good. I mean, we've been selling the Moshi clocks like wild.
We talked about that last year. Now,
correct.
What I didn't know is there's two different models, right?
Well, there's three now.
Okay, well, explain that for folks because
clarify the standard
that.
One is the one that you can use with a plug-in and or battery. And that's the one that is 100% voice interactive, where you can talk to it from across the room. The next one, the middle one, is what they call a mini, which is structured similarly to the standard, but it's just a fraction of the size. And just right before the holidays in 2009, they came out with a true travel size. It's a small, flat unit. Does the same basic ideas. You can talk to it also. And it has an off button, so when you're traveling, you know, nothing's going to go off and the TSA people are going to chase you down the
They certainly
the
would. Especially when it talks back to them.
Oh, yes, yes.
Could you repeat that? Yeah, what are the prices of these three units?
Okay, the large one is $49.95, which has been the same price.
Right, standard, yeah.
The other one is $24.95.
Okay.
And the travel is $19.95.
Well, check it out. Give them your website and phone number, if you would.
Okay, it's independentliving.com. And the phone number is 800-537-2118.
All right, Fran, thanks a lot. Always a joy to talk to you. You're well-informed to know your products. And check it out, folks, independentliving.com. For ATIA 2010, for Sarah Talk and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Loff.